I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Can I get the buttered garlic chicken wings and also the grilled lemongrass beef skewers?
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Eat Drink Asia. We've got something to spice up your day today. Drum roll, please. Sriracha.
We're here in Nha Trang. It's a Vietnamese restaurant in Hong Kong. And we brought our colleague, Patrick Blennerhassett, who's a massive fan of sriracha sauce.
Yeah, I've probably consumed enough of that to fill my whole body. It's a small bottle. I'm used to the bigger bottles. Like, it's like...
We're on a budget.
A 1 gallon bottle? I guess that's your...
1 gallon? Yeah. How big is a gallon again? That's like...
Like your water bottle.
Well, that would last you a couple days.
Sriracha, or rooster sauce, as many people know it in North America, is a hot chili sauce that can be easily spotted in most Asian restaurants worldwide.
Actually, no, they have it at Boston Pizza, which
really?
Is like this...
As yeah. ubiquitous as it is, throughout the making of this episode, we've learned so much about this wildly popular sauce, starting with how to pronounce it correctly.
Sriracha. Even we spell it out S-R-I, but the R is not pronounced. It's something in Thai language that we call is a false cluster.
We learned the twisting story of the owner of Hoi Phong Sriracha, or rooster sauce, who is a Chinese-Vietnamese refugee who fled to the United States in the late 70s because of the anti-communism and anti-Chinese movement at home.
But we start from nothing.
And, of course, where it all began, a small town called Sriracha in southeastern Thailand.
It's a beautiful town right on the coast. People in Sriracha seem to be surprised that I think even hot sauce is popular in the U.S.
Join us on discovering the hidden stories of Sriracha. This is Eat Drink Asia, where we deep dive into Asian foods that have gone global. I'm Alkira Reinfrank.
And I'm Bernice Chan. Stay with us.
For this recording, we're going to do obviously tasting, and we have three types of sriracha here.
Sriracha.
Sriracha? Do we pronounce it differently?
You're sriracha. Pronouncing it wrong.
So, Tatima, what can you tell me about sriracha? I'm obviously pronouncing it wrong. Maybe we should start by how do you pronounce it?
Okay, Sriracha. The name is Sriracha.
Sriracha. Tatima Rangupan, who was our guest in the last episode on Pad Thai, is the founder of the Thai Culture Association in Hong Kong.
Even we spell it out S-R-I, but the R is not pronounced. It's something in Thai language that we call is a false cluster.
Wow. Sriracha.
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 Right.
So, Sriracha, it refers to the province?
Refer to the district of the province. One of the district in Chonburi province.
And where is that?
Chonburi is in the eastern part of Thailand. And is where Pattaya is located as well. Chonburi. We have Pattaya, we have Sriracha and other places.
This is where sriracha sauce was born. It is named after the coastal town that produces a lot of chili and seafood. So many people make this chili sauce to spice up their seafood dishes.
Correct.
But then there are different variations to
it. Yes. We have some sriracha that are more sweet. We have some sriracha that are more spicy. We have some sriracha that are not made of chili.
Oh.
Right. It depends on the producer. And also you can make the sriracha at home as well.
The recipe varies, but in general, sriracha is made of salt, sugar, vinegar, and chili pepper paste.
And don't forget pepper. It's the soul of the sauce.
You're hearing the rustling sound of a pepper plant. You have a farmer picking peppers off of this plant. And then the big machines roll in, a tractor. These large machines come through the fields and are pulling the peppers off the plant. And then they're being shaken to remove all the extra dirt.
This is Griffin Hammond.
I'm the documentary filmmaker behind the film Sriracha.
He's walking us through the opening scene of his documentary, shot at the Hoi Fung factory in California.
And then they're being loaded into these trucks, which make their way to the Sriracha factory. And when they get to the factory, they climb up this little elevator until they splash down into this washer. And finally, they're ground up and they land in these big blue barrels where they're stored until it's time to grind them up even more and pump them into bottles.
Hoi Fung sells tens of millions of bottles of sriracha every year, with demand often outpacing supply. It's impressive, and even more so considering its founder, David Tran, started with nothing as a refugee from Vietnam.
David lived in Vietnam, and then after the Vietnam War, he, like many ethnic Chinese people, was pushed out of the country.
When North and South Vietnam were officially reunified under the communist government in 1976, the economy was plagued, and people of Chinese heritage were persecuted by the newly established authority.
So in 1979, he was on a freighter called the Hoi Fung, which sailed to Hong Kong. And when they got to Hong Kong, they were told by British authorities not to land. They couldn't come in.
An immigration control area. You are to leave immediately. Do you understand?
So they sat on this boat for 30 days, and finally the UN convinced British authorities to take in these refugees, and they were eventually placed around the world.
David first landed in Boston. Like other immigrants, he missed the food from home and struggled to find fresh chili peppers to use in food. When his friend told him there were peppers in California, he moved his family to LA.
I mean, it started with he just needed a job and found this niche where lots of Vietnamese immigrants in Los Angeles wanted hot sauce. And so he started making the sauce. People liked it. He was pouring it by hand into glass bottles and delivering it personally. And the business just grew from there over 30 years to the point where when I made the film, they were taking in 100 million pounds of jalapenos every year to make the sauce. So David ended up in Los Angeles. And then he named his company after the boat that took him away from Vietnam.
So he wouldn't forget about his past.
What does the rooster mean?
I believe David was born in the year of the rooster. And so there's a prominent rooster right in the center of the bottle.
Nowadays, the cult rooster sauce does not just have customers, it has dedicated fans.
So watch a rap. So watch a rap. What we about to do right now is drop the rooster sauce on your cock-a-doodle-doodle ass. So watch a rap.
For example, Bernice, I've seen footage of NASA astronauts eating sriracha in space. People have sriracha tattoos. People even drink sriracha on YouTube. What? It's pretty gross.
Yo, I got this fly bowl of Easy Mac, but it seems like there's something that it really lacks. Talking about a taste to go to the next level. Rooster sauce is smoother than Aaron Neville.
And every day, Hoi Fung receives voice messages from fans to simply praise the sauce and to express their gratitude.
Saturday, 12:08 p.m.
Hi, my name is David. I'm making a sandwich here, and I just want to say how much I love your hot sauce. Thank you so much for what you do. I will continue to be a consumer. Thank you.
Monday, 4:23 p.m.
Oh my god, I like sriracha so much. It's so good. I put it on everything.
Thursday, 9:31 p.m.
I really like your chili pop. I just want to say thank y'all for making it. And I really appreciate it. Bye. Thank you.
Seeing all these dedicated fans, it's hard to believe that Hoi Fung never actually did any advertising.
Right. This is a company that was built entirely on word of mouth over the last 30 years. And apparently David Tran made a product that was good enough that that's all it took was word of mouth. So before I made the film, they hadn't done any traditional advertising. They didn't have a polished website. They didn't do any social media.
Although, if you search Sriracha on YouTube, you'll find plenty of fan-made ads.
Oh yeah, Hoi Fung Sriracha. Oh yes siree. It's made in America, land of the free. Though it may look peculiar, don't let the bottle fool ya. It's Hoi Fung Sriracha, the American garlic chili pepper sauce.
And so why can't they, or why don't they, trademark the brand? Because it's not the only one on the market.
Right. I think Sriracha hot sauce is not an invention of David Tran. His brand of Sriracha hot sauce is very unique to him, but it originally comes from Thailand.
Right. It's from Sriracha.
Perhaps it'd be hard to trademark it when Sriracha really just means the peppers and the garlic. Anyone can make a Sriracha-style sauce, and his just happens to be the most popular in the United States.
Let's try. We've got the three different types of sriracha. Let's give them a go.
So we've got sriracha from Hoi Fung, sriracha from Suri, a Thai company, and sriracha panit, the original sauce.
Rooster. I got the rooster sauce here.
All right. Let's try rooster.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot how much I love this. Wait, can I have another one of the first one? Can I repeat?
Does it bring back memories?
Yeah. It's because it's hot, but it's like... it's like a subdued hot, and that's what I love about it. And then it's really tasty. Like, it's got, like, you can taste the chili, you can taste the garlic. They're all kind of floating around in your mouth, like, fighting each other for, like, taste bud supremacy. And then it just goes back to being hot again.
I agree with you. It has this subdued spiciness to it. It's
yeah,
hot,
hey?
But not hot.
It's hot, but it's not...
And it has that tang. It really does have that tang. After the first moment.
Yeah.
It's good. This is the first time I've tried it, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think I've had it before.
Oh, man.
The second sriracha we're trying is Suri.
Patrick was not impressed.
It's almost like a PG-13 version of rooster sauce. like training wheels for rooster sauce.
Now we're going to try the original one.
So we're going to try the original sriracha sauce. Now, this isn't the rooster sriracha sauce that a lot of North Americans know. It's called Sriracha Penny, and it's direct from Bangkok. And it's a lot lighter, like an orange color, and it is also not as thick as the rooster sriracha.
It's not hot, but it's definitely tasty.
It's delicious.
I would say that. Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah, definitely sweet, hey?
Yeah.
So how do they go from that to, like, spicy? Because that's not spicy at all.
The taste is a little bit different.
To Tima here.
The taste that we buy from other than Thailand, is more sharp. The taste is more sharp. In terms of, like, it's more a little bit, the spiciness is more prominent. But then in the one that we buy from Thailand, it's more smooth.
So the one we usually buy is just spicy.
Yes, in my opinion, yes.
So maybe in your opinion, it's not sophisticated. Is that what you mean?
It doesn't have that layers. I mean, in terms of Thai people, we are so emphasis on the layer of the taste. You have to have sweet, you have to have sour, and you have to have saltiness and blend it together to suit the Thai taste. So maybe the one that we buy from other country, they are suitable for Chinese or maybe Westerner, but for Thai people, they would prefer the Thai recipe.
So David Tran's sriracha may be based on the Thai version and share the same ingredients, but they are really different. He has definitely created something of his own. Just like chef Jet Tiller told Griffin.
He's made a household sauce of it. He's a f***ing genius. Business success story. But as a Thai person, I'm conflicted about how it's done. You need to go eat sriracha the way we eat sriracha.
So Griffin set off for Thailand.
Yeah, I went to the Thai Tepros factory in Bangkok, and I tasted that sauce. And it's a great sauce. It goes well with eggs and with seafood, but it's very different. I don't think I'd put it on pizza.
So David's sriracha still wins out for you.
Yeah, it's still a better sauce for my American palate, I suppose.
He also went to Sriracha, the beachside town.
Yeah, people in Sriracha seem to be surprised that I think even hot sauce is popular in the U.S. I think there's a common misconception in many places outside the United States that Americans even like hot things. And so they were surprised to hear that Sriracha, the namesake of their town, could be popular across the ocean. It was about 50 years ago in Sriracha, Thailand, that Thanom Chakrapak, she's a woman who made this sauce at home on her own, and she's not alive anymore today, but currently her recipe is still being made by a company called Thai Tepros. And Thai Tepros makes the brand Sriracha Paneed, which is her version.
In Thailand, Sriracha Paneed has remained the dominant hot sauce on the market for decades. After the vice president of the company saw fake versions of the sauce in China a couple years ago, the company made it its mission to expand into the Chinese market, instead of focusing on growing sales in the US, where it would have to compete with Hoi Fong.
Hi, how you doing? We're here at the Sriracha Festival 2013. It's the first one ever.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Sriracha Festival that you filmed at the end of your documentary? What type of things were at the festival?
Really, all the pop culture you could imagine around Sriracha. I mean, there were people showing off their Sriracha-themed recipes. There was Sriracha art and T-shirts for sale. I was showing off posters for my film at the time. That was the first Sriracha festival ever in Los Angeles, and it was perfect timing for the climax of my film because I'd been profiling David Tran, who doesn't really interact with his fans much, but he has thousands of fans, deeply devoted fans, and a lot of them showed up at this festival.
The idea that there's this American-style hot sauce based on a Thai-style hot sauce made by a Vietnamese guy of Chinese descent, and you get the best of these four incredible cuisines kind of coming together.
He's pretty humble. I don't think he even stayed particularly long at the Sriracha Festival. David always seems like he's in a hurry to get back to his factory to continue working on the hot sauce.
This is David Tran. When our reporter asked him if he knows how many countries his sriracha sauce could be found in, he says he lives a happy life every day and doesn't care how many bottles of sauce he sells.
My dream is fulfilled. I don't want anything else. I haven't changed the price for 38 years. I had nothing when I came to America. I had my wife and children to look after. I saw peppers, and I started making the sauce. All I asked for was $2,000 a month. But I earned more than $2,000 in my first month. I did nothing special but making chili sauce. What I get is way beyond what I have ever asked. I am more than satisfied.
When asked what his advice is to young people these days, David said,
my goal was never to make money. I asked for little. Don't do things just for the money. You won't succeed. Sometimes things don't work out. But you need to work hard. No pain, no gain.
Need to eat some bread. Hey, hey, hey.
This TV cooking from the West Coast to Brooklyn.
David Tran's story is so inspirational, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. His story is, you know, almost like a rags to riches. He moved across the world and then across the US to follow Chili's, and now he's set up an empire, and he doesn't really mind. He just wants to provide for his family, and that's what he really cares about.
And it's just so amazing. There's a massive fan base, including what our colleague Patrick.
Are you a fan now?
I actually am starting to like the sauce. I do add it a little bit to my noodles just to spice it up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I added it to my eggs this morning too, so I think I'm getting on board. One food trend that I definitely am already fully on board with is sushi, and that is where we'll be heading with the next episode of Eat Drink Asia.
What's with sushi?
What do you mean, what's with sushi? Sushi is amazing. And back in the day, did you know that they used to throw out the rice, so it was just all about the fish?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it was a way to preserve the fish.
Okay, I'm on board. Let's go.
If you want to see the making of Rooster Sauce from farm to table in the documentary, go to
srirachamovie.com. And it's on a variety of platforms. It's on Vimeo and iTunes and Amazon.
This episode is produced by Yang Yang. And we want to thank Tatima Rangupan, Griffin Hammond, and David Tran. And also thanks to Patrick Blennerhassett and the Gold Thread team. Music by Sean Ireton, Ryan Iverson, Matt Linnett, and Funk Nation.
If you want to ask about a dish or a drink, tweet us at Beijing Calling or at Alkira Ryan Frank. Eat Drink Asia is a monthly podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Shimalaya. Basically anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, happy eating!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.